Hi, Genevieve, how are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, my bank account is sad I didn't win Survivor 50, but beyond
I
that, I'm doing
know.
okay. How are you?
I'm great. I think I want to have a word with Billie Eilish, to be honest. How do you feel today about Billie Eilish?
Well, I feel very lucky to be maybe like one of the few people on the planet who can say Billie Eilish broke my heart twice. Like, I have a very special relationship with Billie Eilish that she, is not involved in, but is like a one-sided heartbreak.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. That's the thing. It's
Jared,
like, I'm just, I don't know what's better or worse. Like finding two idols that you cannot even use on yourself. Like, does that make it harder to go out here? Or like, what do you make of this? 'Cause the fans are very frustrated, obviously.
I can tell you that if I had an idol, I would have played it at the tribal.
For sure. Of course you would
So
have.
it would have been really useful. Like, I promise. Maybe people thought like, oh, she would have wasted them. She doesn't need them. No, I need them. I would have played them. I would have done some shit with them. So like, who's got time travel invented and can we go back and change that?
There's so many things. I mean, just luck was not on your side this season as well, as we all saw you. Because this is the thing, Genevieve. When we talked in Fiji, everyone was scared of you. I thought above everyone else, you were one of the most dangerous players. I think you had the least amount of probably, or one of the least amount of connections, but you got in that Vatu tribe and you were in a
I
great
worked hard for
spot.
that. I worked hard for that. It was because you're right, Sharon. It was like people were, I think, assuming I was going to be standoffish and like primed to be wary of me. And so it took a lot of effort to counteract that, but I tried really, really hard. So thank you for saying that. I put in a lot of effort to make people like me and feel comfortable with me. So thank you
You
very
did
much.
great. And like, I was just talking to Colby. I feel like if you, because I know Pua told me you guys had planned to throw a challenge to get rid of Aubrey, get rid of her like idol, all of that. That would have opened up the game. People, it's just so many what
Yeah,
ifs, right?
I know. I know.
Ugh.
And we I think got very close on Kala. We also were gonna split there, but Tiffany really is such an incredible competitor. Like, I don't even know, like, she didn't know it at the time. I don't know if she knows it now, but like, she saved herself by showing up so
But
hard at
whipping
that
that
challenge
thing.
and throwing, like, she just did. There's only so much dragon ass in the water you can do to counteract how amazing Tiffany is. And like, I would have been swimming backwards at that point, like going away from the challenge. But yeah,
I know.
can't win them all, or like in my experience, can't win any of them. Can't win any of them. So.
Listen, Genevieve, I think I just told Camilla too. I'm like, you guys, I know why you said yes. It would have been stupid not to say yes. But I felt like this wasn't your season. It's too close to how you just played, right? Like people are like scared of you guys. So we need to give you a little time, but
Okay, Sharon, what number? What number is my
I don't
season? I'm never going
know.
back, but like in your opinion, what number is the like
I
Survivor
think
100?
no, I think we need like I want to give it like 4 years at least. I feel like we need some people and then they'll forget how dangerous you are. Well, let's see. I don't know. One of the things that surprised me, even Camilla was just telling me, I don't know, was it not obvious out there how close Christian and Devins were? Because it's, Camilla also seemed to, obviously Emily and Christian were, and everyone knew that, but like, did you consider pitching Joe to them instead of Devins to Christian?
I wasn't really confident that any pitch was gonna work at that
That's
point.
fair.
And you have such limited time for those ones. So, in short, no. Had they given any indication that they would have gone for Joe? But the problem is, if I want to pitch a plan that involves Joe, the second I sell him out, that closes that door. So it's like, really, what pitch and what are the odds? And I thought that I could almost scare Christian with like, everyone is saying you're so close with Devins. Don't you want to create some distance? But I didn't realize how unlocked they have. I also didn't realize how many relationships Christian had going into the game. So, like, that's also, I think, a big nuance in new player seasons versus returning player seasons. Returning player seasons, obviously, there's relationships. But the logic you use and apply also needs to be drastically different because what makes perfect sense, even knowing of some relationships, doesn't make sense when you factor in that those relationships may be very, very deep to the point that people will prejudice their own game in service of or favor of those relationships. And I was totally like blind to that fact. And I don't know if it would hold true for me, you know? So it makes it really difficult.
Yeah. Speaking of that, because, you know, everyone talks about pre-gaming in these returning player seasons. Did that affect your game at all? Or do you, because again, you got in good with Vatu and a lot of those people were pre-gaming. So it seemed like you were doing well either way.
I think because people knew I was solo, it made it easier for people to scoop me up. So I had to counteract like, oh, you can't work with her, you can't trust her. But I didn't have to counteract and she's connected to these people.
Yep, exactly.
So it made it tough for me from an offense perspective, because those relationships can be landmines that you don't know you're stepping on. But it also made it, I think, easier for people to scoop me up. And I didn't inherit the bad will of anyone connected to me. I just didn't have any goodwill to like sort of parlay there either. That's my beef. Can I vent on this for 1 second, Sharon?
Of course.
That's my beef with the Billie Eilish idol, is I feel like there's such an advantage to people of relationships. And now you introduce an idol mechanic that further benefits people with relationships, because had anyone else found it, there's no one on that cast who would give it to me. Like, mark my words, there is no one on that cast who would have given it to me. They all have connections to other people more than me. And so it will never come to me. And if I find it, I always have to give it away. And so like that's a good point. It's like that, you know, even further disparity from people who have connections or don't have connections. And so I just don't understand why Billie hates me so much.
Just, I know she needs to show up at the reunion and apologize or something. What? All right.
I'll be like, do you have those two idols and do you have my coat? I really want all those three things.
Well, yeah. Speaking of that, like, was the coat thing something you thought about before you talked about, or what was the deal there?
You know what? I had been inspired. How would Teeny say this? I was trying to reheat Angelina's nachos because Angelina had given her coat. I wasn't at her tribal, but I had been on her tribe. And so I saw Emily wearing Angelina's coat after, and they were like, yeah, Angelina left it. And I was like, of course she did, because she is classy. She's clever. She's theatrical and she's pragmatic. And so like all of those things amount to that. And then it occurred to me like, oh, well, where I'm going, I'm not going to be cold and hungry and sleeping on a beach. So somebody probably needs this more than me. And so like, just from it, like, I thought it was really, really a classy, like, pragmatic thing to do for people who are still going to be in the game. And I had used other people's clothes to stay warm. And so I was like, well, this is kind of like, you know, you have to participate in that way to help the people who are still going to be struggling, even though you're jealous of them and want to be with them. And so, yeah,
it was very classy, Genevieve. It was. They made a big meal out of this Aubrey versus Genevieve thing. Where do you and Aubrey stand today? And where did it come from? Because I still am not understanding.
Okay, I don't know the origin before the first things that I heard. So I don't know what the motivation was. I just know like day one or day two on our first tribe, the guys in my alliance were like separately running back, and Kyle was the first one to run back and be like, Aubrey is like, you know, saying you're scary, going around like kind of painting a target on your back. But all I had heard from Aubrey at that point was the first thing she said to me is like, you got me back into Survivor. I love you so much. So I was like, oh, whoa, oh. Okay. Like, okay. So then you see that awkward conversation and I'm already like a little bit like, what's happening here? Cause I'm hearing mixed things. And then it just never ever clicks, Sharon, like ever. And it still hasn't. And I have experienced a rivalry with another woman in the game. We competed very hard against each other. Rachel's one of my really good friends.
And you voted for her to win.
Yeah. And because I don't think two women competing has to be inherently personal or uncomfortable. I think women can compete just like men can compete, and it can be very healthy and, very like iron sharpens iron. And so that was what it was like on 47. This was a lot more uncomfortable and did feel really personal and was not fun, and it didn't have much game utility. I tried to still find ways to make it useful because, like, as you see me going around on the first drive, like trying to microwave relationships by saying like, here's who my target. Subtext, you're not my target, Sharon. She's my target. So like just trying to be like, here's exactly where I stand, even though it wasn't, because I wanted to vote Tiffany out more than I wanted to vote Aubrey out. But it like, it helps you in that way. And you have to find ways to turn your negatives into positives. But it was just a negative that persisted the whole time. And I don't know. I think we're just oil and water.
Like, interesting. It's a bummer because I obviously a lot of people love both of you, right? And it but again, some people just don't click. And I get it.
I was such an Aubrey fan going into season 50. I was a huge Aubrey fan.
Yeah. Oh, I know you got to run. So you have a third run in you, right, Genevieve? We're doing this?
No. Honestly, no. I said on like one prior call, the only way I would go back is if it was Blood vs. Water, because my husband is such a huge fan. So to like get him that experience to go back. But then that would be actually so horrible, Sharon, because I like, well, like, you know, for the people that you love, like I am like, I can be Terminator and totally shut down to acquaintances who haven't done anything wrong to me.
Right.
You can harm one hair on the head of my sweet baby boy husband and I would just go crazy. So like, it would actually be really horrible. It would actually be really horrible.
But it might be a different side of
it. You would love to watch it. It would be horrible for me. It would be I would just then sit at home with anxiety being like, oh no, I murdered that person in Fiji. Oh no. Like, you know, like it would be so bad.
Oh my
so
God. Bad. Well, listen, I hate to say it, but I want to see it. So I hope it happens. But
you love the drama. I know you do. I know you do, Sharon.
Sorry. No, but Genevieve, it was so nice catching up. I'll see you out in LA for the premiere. And yeah, just bummed to see you go.
You're coming finale?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Amazing. Okay. Yes. I will see you there.
See you soon.